just on my way here, I noticed two things.
Oh, God. Okay.
One, there was a guy standing on the street, and he, I don't know if he was waiting to get picked up, but he's like standing there.
Yeah.
And he had headphones on, but the headphones on the outside were covered with foil.
Okay.
So I don't know why.
Weird.
It was weird. And then also somebody's deer bait bucket spilled on 3rd Street. So all down the center of 3rd Street, there is sugar beets and carrots.
Mike, go run and pick them up. We have to go out to his bait piles and do sugar beets soon, in the next day or two. There's some pretty good size bucks out there.
Oh, really?
There's an 8-point and a couple 6-points.
Mm-hmm. Pat, they've been watching too. They have a camera up kind of behind Pat's house.
Yeah.
And because Josh hunts there too. But I don't know if he still does, because I know he's spent a lot of time in Big Bay. But so they have bait up there, and I'm like gesturing with my hands,
up there.
Up there, up that way. And they've caught several decent sized deer. And I have a picture, Josh. So I play ball with the dogs and kind of walk up the hill with them to tire them out, because there's a little two track that goes up behind the house, and that's where they bait. And one night I walked up there and walked down just to get the dogs running again. And on the camera, Sandy is picked up, and he's kind of hunched down, and he looks so scary. Because at first, when Josh was flipping through the pictures, it looks weird.
Mm-hmm.
He's a skinny German Shepherd.
Yeah.
So when he's hunched down, his eyes glowing, he took him a second to be oh, it's fucking Sandy.
He's the nothing.
I'll show it to you later. But so Pat is so funny, because he goes, he has 2 weeks off.
Yeah.
Because if you're not from the UP, the UP shuts the fuck down for deer season.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Pat's in construction, and they're just 2 weeks off.
Mike is in IT, and he said in the admin building, there's nobody there. So he took the first week of deer season off, and then he took Thanksgiving week off.
Okay.
But, yeah.
The it's insane.
Schools.
Yeah.
The high school, Sienna said last year there was nobody there.
Teachers
took it off and stuff. Yeah.
They used to just shut down the first day or the first couple days of deer season. But so he's Pat's oh, I'm going to get a deer these days.
100%.
Well, I'm off work starting this day, and I'll probably get a deer that weekend, and then I'll just be doing stuff. I'm you just have it planned. That is the day
100%.
A deer is going to come in, and you're going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, good for you, but it's funny to
Yeah.
Because Dad would go out and sit.
For a couple days.
A few days, yeah.
And then finally one would go.
Yeah, I mean, I think I remember years when Dad didn't get a deer, but for the most part he did.
We were looking at Mike's cam and his brothers and Dad's. They're pine martens and fox.
Isn't it cool?
It's so cool. So there's one night when there were 3 does that came in,
mm-hmm.
and then 4 huge raccoons, and they're just chowing down together. And then in the next frame, the raccoons are climbing up the tree. It's just the pine martin came up and was standing on his back legs, and he looks fucking huge. I mean, they're big anyway, but yeah.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
They see, so Josh's camera picks up, there's been a couple bear.
They had a bear too. Yep.
And I think coyotes, because his house is by the railroad tracks.
Oh, yeah.
And when trains go by, mm-hmm. all the coyotes go insane. So I think they hang out on the power lines in that area.
I mean, if something gets hit by the train, easy pickings.
I mean, what are the chances?
Yeah.
But
can you imagine a deer being smoked by a train?
I mean, I'm sure it's happened.
I'm sure it's happened.
But yeah, the coyotes all like start yipping and like going crazy. Yeah. And it's kind of spooky.
We hear them here every once in a while, like late at night, because every once in a while, like Mike and I will stay up until like midnight or one.
It's, oh my God.
It's quite rare.
Yeah.
But we'll like be walking Cooper and stuff before we go to bed, and they're just like chasing down something, and then it'll just go quiet. And it's like, oh, okay.
There is also... This might have been during COVID, I think, because we were hanging... Oh, sorry.
The fuck is that?
That's my work notification. We were hanging out, and it was when we were over at Pat's all the time, so it had to have been during COVID, because he was, like, one of our little, like, safe buddies that didn't do anything either. And we'd hang out outside the barn. But they would... fish, and they would take all the like guts and stuff and put it up on the power lines.
Oh, for sure.
And eagles would come in and get it. So we'd sit and watch eagles.
That's so fun.
That was our like entertainment.
They're fucking huge too.
They're huge.
So big.
We saw, we're like, whatever.
This is Wildlife Talk with Aaron and Chelsea.
Yeah. We were at Lake Independence, and I don't think it was our Perkins weekend, or maybe it was, and we, like, got everything set up and then, like, took a boat out quick. I think we were on the pontoon, but we saw an eagle going after this duck, and it was crazy. It was, like, better than, like, a wildlife show.
Any National Geographic show could show you.
It was amazing. So the eagle was like chasing the duck and can obviously like outfly.
Yeah.
So the duck would like dive down into the water and disappear.
Yeah.
And the eagle would like circle a couple times and then go sit
that poor duck.
Sit in the tree. And then the duck would pop up and the eagle would go after it again. And this went on for probably 10 minutes where we just sat and watched.
Did he finally get the duck?
No, the duck made it.
Oh.
It was a happy ending, National Geographic.
Oh, which never happens.
It happens every once in a while now. There's some feel good where the animal actually gets away.
The antelope escaped and is safe with the herd.
Exactly. This poor little duck. So finally it got in close enough to shore that it was kind of like in the brush. Yeah. And we saw it pop up in like the brush alongside the lake. And the eagle was circling. And then went and sat in the tree and then finally gave up.
Yeah.
And the little duck was just hiding out. But man, that poor thing would dive down and disappear for like a couple minutes.
Yeah.
And then we'd see it pop back up somewhere and the eagle would go right back after it.
Yeah.
It was cool.
It's pretty intense.
Yeah. It made me feel really, really bad for the poor duck. But then the eagle, you know, didn't get any food.
Right. So. Circle of life. The eagle probably had... had babies, needed to feed the babies.
There's a ton of eagles up there.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Like, we always see them when we're out on the lake.
I have a bruise on my leg, and it's, like, healing.
So it's itchy?
So it's just, like, itchy.
That fucking sucks.
Anyway.
My hands have hurt lately, and I think it's because I'm getting old, and it's, like... Well, it's been, like, 34 degrees and raining.
Yeah. It's been pretty shitty.
Yeah. And... I just got over being sick, but one day, thankfully, I was sick because I was hating life. So I woke up.
I didn't know you were like super sick.
It was like a couple days.
Okay.
And it wasn't like flu sick where I had just to lay like, there. Ugh. It was congestion. Mm-hmm. So I had a really bad stuffed up nose and Alka-Seltzer cold and flu.
Is amazing.
That shit is fantastic.
Uh-huh.
It like... immediately like knocks out like whatever's bothering you.
I have some. I might give Hayden some today.
Oh yeah,
he hates it though, but fuck it,
whatever, drink it. Now, oh, so I woke up and my alarm goes off at 9 and it was so dark. I was like, the time change just happened. Mm-hmm. Like it shouldn't be this dark, and it was because it was so cloudy. It was basically nighttime.
Yes.
And
this was a couple days ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we had like 2 inches of slush on the ground. Yeah. And it was raining and windy. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I went back to bed. I let the dogs out and then I got back in bed. And I'm like, we're just going to chill here.
It's like spring weather, but fall.
But terrible.
But yeah. Terrible. Yeah.
So then when I finally got out of bed at like noon, because once I was awake, I'm like, well, I'm just going to sit and look at my phone.
Yeah.
I should have turned the light on because I've heard you're supposed to do that on like shitty days when you don't want to get up, or if you're getting up and it's dark, turn all the lights on and it's supposed to like pep you up.
Yeah.
I didn't do that though. I just looked at my phone, and then I finally get up and I'm like cleaning around the house and I make some food, and then boom, 4 o'clock, it starts getting dark. Like,
yeah.
Glad I, and last night I was laughing about it because I hate this time of year so much. And, I told Rachel, I said, I'm just going to pretend that I'm a vampire and I super love the fact that it gets dark at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, I can't wait. It's dark already. Great. Now I can go grocery shopping.
Once we get snow.
It's fine.
It's fine. And it won't be that bad. But it's like the brown, rainy bullshit that I don't like.
Yes. I also do not like this.
Yeah.
What is happening here?
Is somebody dying?
Somebody is falling over dead right now. No, somebody booked. I think that's what that buzz was.
Okay.
That wasn't anything important.
Yeah, well, let's get going.
What are we doing?
Let's get going.
Paul, podcast about a movie, not the animals that I've seen.
Oh, my God. Pine Martens for days.
Oh, wait.
Oh, one for more. Fuck's sake.
What's up? I want to show you the video because we have security cameras at the one rental, like, on the parking lot.
Yeah.
Because the parking lot's behind the house. It's kind of dark back there, and it's shared with the neighbors. So, anyway, security camera. And a little animal set it off one night. And I can't really tell what it is because you only see it for like maybe 4 seconds.
Probably a possum.
Squirrel. It's black. And it was 4 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Skunk.
I'm thinking a cat because it's thin, but you just see it from the top and it goes like pretty quickly.
Alien.
So, yes. Definitely an alien.
The chupacabra.
It was too small to be a chupacabra.
Yeah. Yeah, show it to me.
Okay.
Later. Well,
yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hello, everyone. My name's Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're going to We Love Toys in Black Friday, which came out in 2021. It's 1 hour and 24 minutes long. You can find it on Redbox and Stars if you're subbed, and Apple TV and Amazon for $3.99.
Yeah, I rented it.
Yeah, I did too. It's directed by Casey Tebow. Lots of music videos, like Aerosmith music videos. It's
really
just, I like deep dove into his good, director
stuff. I didn't do anything.
This was one of his first and only films. Weird.
Well, I mean, he could. This was 2021.
Yeah, so it's not so like
this was his first and only film.
It probably won't be, but
I mean, it'd be different if it came out in like 1970,
right?
And then you're like, oh, and then he did some Aerosmith videos, and then that was it.
That was it. It's written by Andy Gruskowiak. He is a writer for The Dreamers.
Gruskowiak.
Yeah,
I've read that too.
Do you, how would you pronounce it?
Gruskowiak?
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
That sounds more.
That sounds more normal?
More normal. A writer for The Dreamers, which is a TV show, and I guess it's pretty good. I haven't, like, looked into it a ton. But anyway, Black Friday stars Devin Sawa, my teenage boyfriend.
You know, when did Casper come out? Like 94, 95?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I was just slightly too old.
Yes. He was in Casper, the Great America or something with Jonathan Taylor Thomas, where they played the brothers.
I could see that.
Yeah.
He was also Stan.
He was also Stan.
In the Eminem video.
Mm-hmm. Final Destination and the more recent Chucky TV show.
Which I didn't even know was a thing. What, do you know what it's on?
I can't remember, but.
Because I would probably watch it.
For sure. Devin Sawa stars as Ken. Ryan Lee stars as Chris. Ryan was in Super 8 and Brockmire, a TV show.
Super 8. Super 8. He looked familiar. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ivana Baquero as Marnie. She was in Pan's Labyrinth. She was the little girl in Pan's Labyrinth.
Wow.
You can see it now that I said
it. Now that you said mm-hmm. it, yes.
Stephen Peck as Brian. He was in Just Like That. Bruce Campbell as Jonathan.
Yeah.
All of the shit. Maniac Cop.
Maniac Cop.
Evil Dead. And then like he does
like cameos in a lot.
Marvel movies yeah. he's been in. And then Michael J. White as Archie. He was in Toxic Avenger in 1989. And he voices Jax in a lot of Mortal Kombat video games.
Which one was Archie? The stock guy?
Yep.
He
looks super duper familiar. Like he's been in a lot of stuff, but.
He was in Spawn.
He was.
How did you not write that down? How did
I not write that down?
Because when I looked him up, because he looked familiar, he was the first black actor to portray a major superhero. I think that's like the first thing that pops up about him.
Oh my God. How did I not see that? Wow. Okay. Well,
like, and you're like naming stuff off, and I'm like,
and. God, Spawn was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
Jeez.
I just remember John Leguizamo in that movie.
I don't know if he was in that. Was he in that Spawn?
Mm.
Or in one of the.
He might have been in.
Yeah, look it up.
Okay.
Because now I want to know.
Do, do, do.
What has John Leguizamo been in lately?
I don't know.
I mean, you don't have to look that up. Look up the actor.
Michael J. White was for sure Spawn, and John Leguizamo was Violator.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are we
what
really looking at John Leguizamo?
No.
Okay.
I can only picture him in Tu Wong Fu.
That's same.
Like his sassy little attitude. Like that's all. And like I remember at one point he's wearing like this white sheer like frilly nightgown and has like a little bow thing in his hair. Like his hair's done up.
I love that movie. It is one of my favorite movies.
Oh, Patrick Swayze was great in that.
I know. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway.
We're doing Black Friday, not Tu Wong Fu.
We should. I think for our birthdays, we should do whatever movie we want. Like, you can do The Little Mermaid.
Oh, Little Mermaid.
Mm-hmm. And like, I want to do like Happy Gilmore. Which Greg and I were talking about, because I told Rachel, like, if you need a bridesmaid, if you ever get married, I will be in your wedding because I fucking love weddings. I think they're so fun. As an adult, when do you get to dress up like that?
Never.
Full face of makeup, pretty dress.
Unless you cosplay. But you can dress up like that all the time if you want to.
That is true. Greg comes home and I'm wearing like a different bridesmaid's dress.
I just felt like it.
My hair is like updo with curls, you mm-hmm. know, full like photo makeup, not like daily makeup.
Uh-huh.
But I said that and Greg's like, I'll be your wedding singer. And I was laughing and I was like making all these jokes. He's never seen The Wedding Singer. And I go, how have I watched it 45,000 times and you haven't sat in on that once?
Julia Gulia.
I know.
Oh.
And Robbie.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we're also not doing
the wedding singer.
This is
going to
be one of those stupid episodes where the movie's only an hour and 20 minutes and somehow the podcast is like an hour and 45 minutes.
Probably.
What else can we talk about? Sienna's birthday? But like Green Room, this is very to the point.
It's very to the point.
So when we finally get around to talking about it, it is like bing, bang, boom.
Yeah.
I could probably knock it down to about a 10-minute talk. Because there's not a lot of like great thought going into it.
Mm-mm.
Did you like it?
I liked it.
I did too. Mm-hmm. I thought it was cheesy. It was fun to watch.
Yeah.
The monsters were cool looking.
Yeah.
So, all right, Black Friday. It is about a toy store. On Black Friday.
We love toys.
Yeah. This was actually filmed in a Barbies R Us.
Babies R Us.
Babies R Us?
Barbies R Us.
Barbies R Us.
Hi, Barbie.
I did read that while I was making Greg breakfast okay. this morning. So, why isn't there a Barbies R Us?
There could totally be a Barbies R Us.
Gigantic pink store.
I would love it.
Anyway, they did film it in an actual store. Okay. But yeah, so they're getting ready for Black Friday. So of course, it's not Black Friday. Black Friday starts at like noon on Thanksgiving now.
Which is bullshit.
Which it kind of doesn't anymore since COVID.
Yeah, so I have worked retail on Black Friday.
Me too.
It's the worst experience of my life.
Yeah.
I worked at Gander Mountain, which is a sporting goods store. Mm-hmm. For those of you not familiar with it, it's like a smaller Cabela's or something like that.
Yeah.
It was just a fucking nightmare. I have never been yelled at as
people get so angry.
People get so
angry. Go the
angry.
Fuck home. If you're going to come into the store and scream at me because these socks are
correct
$12 instead of $11, get the fuck out.
Remember, it was the year that Dad died. And
so you were ready to punch someone in the face anyway.
I was ready to punch somebody in the face anyway. But this is just holidays in general. Like, holidays just bring out the best in people, and it brings out the fucking worst.
I would say 80% worse in people.
So,
and then there's the glimmering rays of light, like the elderly people that are like, here, have a caramel. Merry Christmas. As you're checking them out.
Have a Werther's.
Yeah, have a Werther's.
It was Christmas Eve, and I was working at Gander, and we closed at like 6 on Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like
Christmas Eve?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was like 10 to close. This woman had a huge cart full of stuff and was nowhere near being done. And so I politely was just like, ma'am, we are closing in 10 minutes. You know, like, Merry Christmas, but
get your shit on the counter.
She wanted me to call another store to look for boots for her to have them shipped. It was just a shit show. She ended up, I'm not going to go into detail. She ended up.
But you are going into detail.
Right. But I'm not going to go into detail into what I said to her. She yelled at me. The manager had to get involved, and she was kicked out of the store.
Did she buy anything?
No.
So she just wasted your fucking time.
She just
yelled
wasted
at you
her fucking time.
And got tossed.
Yelled at me because apparently I had an attitude at 5 to close on Christmas Eve.
No, wow, I have an attitude?
Weird. And then the manager came over and got involved, and the manager was just like, listen, lady, either check out or leave.
Yeah.
And she was just like, it is Christmas Eve. You guys are not Christmassy.
It's Christmas Eve, so leave.
There's the fucking door.
Well, at least your manager backed you up and wasn't like, how is this employee not doing what you want?
Right. But anyway, holidays, terrible.
I worked forever at Pet Stop.
Mm-hmm.
And we never did anything. We were always busy on the Friday after Thanksgiving. Well, but we didn't open early. We didn't do anything. We had a few sales, but like private owned pet store. We still got a lot of shoppers, mm-hmm. but it wasn't like crazy.
Yeah.
But that Joann's had to have been the worst.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Because one, the store isn't set up for like a mass amount of people.
Not at all.
The aisles are super narrow. It's like you can barely push a cart around in there because they're always so packed full of stuff. And I remember working at like the cutting table and cutting fabric for like 6 hours straight.
Yeah.
And the line for the table was like, you know, there's room for like 3 people to cut.
I remember how the,
like, there was 2 on one side and 1 on the other side. And at that time we had the scanner, so at least we weren't writing everything down. Like, you'd scan the bolt of fabric mm-hmm. and then put in the however much they got of it. But these women were, the sales were really good. they would have heaping carts of fabric, and they would push it up, and they'd be like, I want a yard of every single one of these, and then I want a half a yard of all of these. And as you're cutting fabric, because they have their like spot in line, they would go and get more stuff and bring it to the counter.
Ugh.
It was intense. I mean, I realized I was young too, so maybe it wasn't as bad as I remember it, but it was pretty terrible. But then everywhere else I worked after, like I worked at Pet Stop and then at the grooming shop, obviously like hotels and stuff. Once I got into that, like nothing.
Well, that's like I worked Gander Mountain 1 year during the holidays, and then the next year I was higher up, so I didn't have to work holidays.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I was a Monday through Friday. Like
I forgot you worked there as long as you did.
One to close employee.
But so back to the movie.
Yeah.
That we're.
That's okay.
Maybe it's just because it's early.
It's early.
So, yeah, like when they're setting up, getting ready for Black Friday, I feel this.
Same. There are some employees that are super pumped about it, like Anita. Anita is very much like, customers, yay. And yes. Ken is like pouring shots of whiskey like into his coffee and is like, fuck all of this.
Yeah.
But so it starts off at like a different department store, and this employee goes to the back and hears like rustling or whatever. Mm-hmm. And there's this big pile of goo there, and like they don't. He doesn't understand. So, of course.
It looks like an electronics store.
Yeah. So, of course, he sticks his face super close to it and gets infected with whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
Something shoots out and gets him.
It kind of reminded me of a cross between, like, the Blob and Alien.
Yes. Very much so.
Because it's, like, this pulsing goo thing, and it's, like, lit from the inside.
Yeah.
And it opens up a little bit. And of course, when it opens, that's when you like run away, not stick your face in it.
Not stick your face closer.
And then this white kind of, it kind of reminded me of like how mushrooms grow.
Yes.
Like that kind of like filamenty stuff.
Yeah.
Like got him in the face.
Yeah.
And turned him into a zombie.
Turned him into
a monster.
An infected, whatever. Yeah. And then it goes to Ken and like his kids. Ken is dropping his kids off at his ex-wife's house, and his kids don't even want to go. They think it's bullshit that he has to work on Thanksgiving.
I'm so happy that they like their dad, though.
They love their dad and their mom. They just don't like their mom's new partner.
Yes.
I guess he farts a lot and sucks. So they're super bummed that they have to go, and Ken is just like, yeah, I'm sorry that I have to work. I love you guys. Like bye. And so then he goes and picks up his coworker, Chris. And Chris's home life kind of fucking sucks, too. Because, like, Chris is getting ready and stuff, and he's younger. He's probably in his early 20s.
And it's like he's getting ready during Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, and his dad is just like, keep it down. We're trying to eat, blah, blah, blah. And everybody's giving him shit.
And I like how everyone's giving him shit about working on Thanksgiving. Like, why are you working on Thanksgiving? And he's like, well, is dad going to quit charging me rent?
No shit. Right? So Chris and Ken are driving to work, and then they get to work, and they're all...
Everybody's like, getting ready. And it is very store... It's very workplace dynamic. Some people are like, yes, I'm going to be the best at my job. But the majority of people are like,
yeah,
I'm here because I need a paycheck.
Marnie and Ken are friends. They seem to have kind of like a Pam and Jim relationship.
He's flirting with her a little bit.
And then Brian is assistant manager. Jonathan's the manager. Chris is a...
Just general employee.
Just a general employee.
Yeah.
Anita is the do-gooder. I didn't write her down because, I mean, she's not in
the
it
goody two-shoes.
Horrendously long. So.
So they all get to the store. You know, everybody's there. Mm-hmm. They have their little store meeting, little pep talk.
They do that at Walmart.
They do that a lot of places.
They do. Ugh, ugh. I'm so fucking glad I don't work in retail anymore. And this watching this movie just solidified.
I just can't. Well, yeah, I cannot. I'm so glad. And I appreciate the fuck out of anyone that does work with, like, the general public. Because I've like slowly worked with less and less people.
Same.
And now I work by myself.
Same. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I can't go back.
I work with just my coworkers and like students, and that's it.
And I have outside of work, I have like a decent social life.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't need to like talk to coworkers.
No,
I don't need that at all. I'm glad. It makes me happy. So yeah, while they're setting up, I thought the teddy bear was going to be more of like a deal. I thought that was going to have something to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Dower Dennis.
Dollar Dennis.
Dower.
Is it Dower Dennis?
Because he's like in a shit mood.
Oh.
Like.
Okay.
All he talks about is like how bad his life is.
Why would somebody want a toy like that?
He's a pouty pants.
It's fucking depressing.
I don't know. Well, at one point when the toy's like shorting out, he's like, I hate my fucking wife left me or something like that. And I'm like, what?
So on the outside of the store, there's like a huge line of people.
Yes.
And then there's like one couple and the one guy is just like, God, like, I don't feel good. And the wife is just like, suck it up.
Yeah. So there are people that just overall don't feel good, but the line is huge. Mm-hmm. And they're like, great, we're gonna open the door. And then Jonathan, the manager, is in his office just watching the security cameras essentially, and he gives this little like pep talk before they open the doors, and it's like, just so you know, this is like the most likely day to be injured in retail. And they're like, oh fuck. And everyone's drinking. And also on the assorted TVs.
I'm glad that you mentioned that because I wrote that down.
What?
The meteor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's like this very intense meteor shower going on. Mm-hmm. Where not only is the sky all lit up, but like they're actually like hitting the ground.
Yeah.
And it's all over the news.
Yeah.
So that's going on.
They quickly change the channel. Like, you don't, it's like a 2 second thing. Like, fuck it.
Yeah. Like, who cares? Where I would be like, hold the phone. I'm watching this.
Yeah.
This is crazy. And that's why there's one of them at one point touches like Santa's chair, and mm-hmm. it's like a burn hole.
Yeah.
And it took me a minute because I'm like, what's going on there?
Yeah.
But anyway, so they're in the stock room. They say that Black Friday is now Green Friday because Black Friday is racist.
Yeah. It's not PC.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing that gets talked about. One of the employees like jumps out the back door to have a cigarette and gets locked out.
Bircher.
Yeah. You only see him twice.
Yeah.
But he's like pissed he gets locked out because then he has to try to get in through the front with all the
crazy people.
The masses of people.
Mm-hmm.
That's when this very popular talking stuffed teddy bear, they talk about that being recalled.
Yeah.
Because it's like shorting out or whatever. Then when they're 2 minutes before the door opens, they say no paid breaks tonight.
God.
Yeah. So they cut that out for all these people that are working Thanksgiving night. Thankfully, when I worked in retail, I think I had to be at Joanne's at like 6 a.m.
Yeah.
It wasn't like the sale starts at 3 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day.
When I worked at Michael's, it was 2 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day.
Such bullshit.
Yeah. And then everybody in line was like, oh, gosh, I'm so sorry. You have to work on Thanksgiving.
I have to work on Thanksgiving.
You are the reason.
Yes.
You are why I'm here.
You and like corporate, because mm-hmm. we could very easily open at 6 p.m.
What's the store?
I think Target.
Target is no longer open on Thanksgiving.
Well, like I said, after COVID, I think they kind of like shut that down.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, people want to spend time with their family.
Weird.
Weird. People don't want to work with masses of people. Then they mentioned something about their bonuses. How like, hey, we're just here till, like they were all, that shift was till 6 a.m.
Yeah.
It's like a 12-hour shift or whatever. Yeah. I'm just here till I can get my check. And then they kind of like him and ha about it. So you like, know they're not getting their bonus, but it doesn't come out.
For sure.
Yeah. Now, at this point, Ken is assigned a brand new employee, Emmett.
Yeah.
And Ken is, he kind of reminds me, what was the, there was another movie about like retail, about like a store, and it's got Jessica Simpson in it.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, but I can't remember. Like Dane Cook.
And Dane Cook's in it.
Is he the Dane Cook?
He's the Dane Cook.
Yeah. The cool older guy.
Yeah. The cool older guy.
The cool guy.
Same thing in Waiting.
Yeah.
Like there's the one older guy that like thinks he's hot shit, mm-hmm. but he's really just like a big fish in a little pond.
Yeah.
So Ken is essentially that. So Emma is shadowing him. And one of the things that comes up is he's like, okay, if somebody comes over and asks about a yo-yo, what do you do? And he's like, oh, I would escort them over to the aisle and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, no, think about what an idiot would do and do that. Just point vaguely and walk away.
I've done that.
Just show them the point in any direction you want and they'll find it eventually.
Yeah, I have done this.
See, I would always... Oh, my God, Kmart days. I would always walk people directly to whatever they were looking for. Yeah. And I did this at the pet store, too, because it was just like a time killer.
Ooh, that's a good point.
Like, if I have to walk someone to the back of the pet store to show them where a certain dog food is, I'm going to do that because it's just wasting time for me.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I was helping customers all day.
Ah. Damn it.
Because if I was just sitting at the register, I'd have to be working.
Clever.
Not me working. Just walking around the store with people. So Marnie at this point is noticing that some of the people look sick.
It's one of those things where you kind of looking around, like you're looking around, and it happens in a lot of like scary movies.
It happens
in
like zombie movies. Like Shaun of the Dead.
It's like there's blood on the cooler thing and you're like, weird.
That's weird.
Strange.
And it did when this was happening. So she's like kind of looking around and like noticing things.
Yeah.
It's kind of like how my anxiety feels. Like if I was in that situation, I'd be like, oh, that person over there looks sick. And that person over there was like just coughing. And that like...
Yeah.
Then it's like, oh, hello, anxiety.
Oh, God.
I'm gonna go hide somewhere for like 2 minutes.
We're all gonna die.
Yeah, we're all gonna die. Oh my God. Yeah. So then she notices that there's sick people around. Chris, unfortunately, they stick him on registers, tell him he's gonna be on the registers all night, which ugh. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Arguing with people about prices all night long.
Mm.
You know, you can tell I'm a people person. Chris notices there's like goo on the keyboard, and at one, it's kind of, he's a germaphobe a little bit. Like you see him washing his hands a lot and he's like, oh, I don't want to touch whatever this is. So he's getting yelled at by a customer.
Yeah. And Brian at that point.
And Brian comes over to yell at him too. Now, at one point, someone touches Santa's chair.
The old lady. Or yeah. No. Is it the old lady?
Well, they notice that there's something on it. The old lady sits down in it.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the meteor had went through the chair, and there was kind of like a pulsing, like, monster under the chair.
Yeah.
Which is, yeah. Then Chris, because he was in trouble for ringing people up slow, gets his lane shut down. Brian makes it a big to-do, like,
of course.
I'm managing you. Mm-hmm. Like, go clean up this vomit. Now... if you saw that, would you be like, oh, this is normal vomit? Or would you be like, that is intestines?
It looks like, yeah.
Roadkill.
It looks like roadkill. I don't understand.
If I saw that in a store, I would be like, where is the dead body?
Yeah.
Where is the rest of this person?
There is only 25% of this human here. Where is the other
75%? This is disgusting. So he goes over to clean it up, but it is huge. It's like... It's disgusting.
It looks like the scene in Devil's Rejects.
That's nasty. So the store, then someone else like vomits all over the place. And it's, there's just a bunch, there's sick people wandering all over the store. And everybody's eyes are like getting sunken in and like dark. Now, do you think... like, all these people were infected somehow? Like, how did they get infected? Because they weren't all around the thing.
No, they weren't. I don't know. I think it was, like, like meteor radiation or something.
From waiting outside. So the people that were in the store were fine, but all the people waiting outside, that could be like some type of like radiation.
Yeah, where only like some people were affected.
Yeah.
And then the infected people infected the non-infected people.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. That some people just came down with it. Yeah. That would be scary.
That would be super scary.
That like makes this movie way scarier.
Doesn't it?
So they evacuate the store.
The weak people got radiation poisoning and became the quickly infected.
Isn't that like what iodine is good for? Like iodine.
Iodine capsules.
Yeah. Keep you from like from radiation poisoning.
I don't know.
Because it has something to do with like your thyroid and how things get absorbed. So you're not absorbing.
Yeah.
Like radiation. If you have a lot of iodine.
Iodine tablet.
I mean, I eat so much salt that I'm probably solid iodine. Anyway, yeah. So they evacuate the store. Chris like bashes one of these people.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Because somebody goes after him and he defends
himself. The old
himself.
Lady.
Yeah.
The old lady goes after him.
What does he have? What's he hit her with? A chair?
I think so.
Anyway, well, the one goes after him and he tips over the whole thing of balls.
Yeah, the guy that didn't feel good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what do they do? So Archie and Marnie are hanging in the stock room with Chris, who was under citizen's arrest.
Yeah, Brian is there too, and he's zip tied to a chair.
Yeah.
And Brian is just like, you murdered that woman. You're going to jail for a long time.
Oh, God, I hate people like that.
Me too.
Just want to kick them right in the ass so hard. So, yeah, citizen's arrest. They're like going over how he's in so much trouble. Then Emmett gets attacked. So there's still people out on the floor. They're still trying to get employees or they're still trying to get customers out. But the pukey woman, I said puke bitch, because I think at one point somebody calls her that.
Yeah.
Attacks Emma and Ken saves the day.
Mm-hmm. But not before he gets the fungus tentacle to his mouth.
Yes.
Ugh.
So then, you know, it's like game over for him. Then they're all in the stock room. They're trying to decide what they're going to do. And Anita's talking about how, like, she takes pride in her work. And that's why she's been Employee of the Month 85 times. She's, like, polishing her plaque.
Anita, no one gives a fuck.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares. She's just super annoying. At that point, Emmett starts seizing.
Yeah, he starts puking up, like, blue puke. Like
bile. I think it's foam, but I think it's the light.
Oh.
Because they just have like the dim lights in there. But he's like foaming at the mouth really bad. And then Anita, she's like, oh, we need to help him, but we're not supposed to touch him.
Yeah.
Like, okay, well then call 911.
Yeah.
Like do something. But unfortunately, she gets taken out quick and disgustingly.
Yeah.
Because the mouth thing like shoots out of Emmett and like goes in her mouth, but then this big thing like busts out of her throat.
Yeah.
Which is
gross. It's very like, do you remember that X-Files episode? The Sub-Zero episode where they're in the Arctic? Yeah.
Yeah, it is like that.
With like, or no, there's one that was a fungus that like would shoot out of your neck and the spores would come out of the neck and infect other people.
Yes.
That wasn't the Arctic one, but I can't remember which one that was.
The Arctic one I thought was like
a worm
mm-hmm. that went in their ear
or
something and then made them crazy.
Yes.
I don't know. I haven't watched X-Files in forever.
I love that show.
So whatever it is, it like punches through her throat. So you think that she's like instantly dead.
Yeah.
But
not really.
Not really. So then Archie is like hero of the day, just comes in and starts like pumping him full of nails with a nail gun.
He's great.
He is great. Now they call, I don't know if they're trying to, I don't, did they ever call the police?
I don't think so.
They never call the police, but somehow they get on like a conference call with another store.
Yes.
And the other store is doing the same thing, like
being fucking attacked.
Yeah. Panicking. You hear like screaming and yelling on the phone. And then the last thing they say, the last thing the woman says is, don't let them gather.
Yeah.
And then that's the end of it.
Ew.
So a lot of this film is just them making escape plans.
Yes.
Which is fine. So then they're all in the stock room.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to make a plan to stay or run. Jonathan is just like, it'll all blow over. We'll be fine.
We'll be able to open up by 2 a.m. It'll be fine. We need that money.
Yes, because he's the manager. And mm-hmm. he's like, it comes out later, but he's like all about kissing corporate's ass.
Yeah.
And being not even a good manager.
No, he's a terrible manager.
So what they do is they decide that they're going to secure the store
mm-hmm.
and wait for this all to blow over, essentially. It's chaos. A ton of them got in, and they think the way that they got in is while they were escorting everyone out of the front.
Yeah.
Some of the employees that were on the floor ended up taking off, going out the back door and leaving the back door open.
Yeah.
So it was all full of these monsters.
Oh, my God.
Monsters galore. They split up. Chris, Brian, and Archie are on the sales floor, mm-hmm. and their mission is to go shut the back door.
Yeah.
John and Ken are in the bathroom.
Which, nothing ever good happens in the bathroom in these types of films.
No. So...
avoid bathrooms.
Yes. John and Ken are in the bathroom because John had to go. Ken went with him because Ken had, up in the ceiling tile, he had a stash of booze.
Yeah.
Which it looked like wine when it broke.
It looked like it was wine. It was like a bottle of wine.
But like, if you're going to put alcohol in your, did he just like put it in a travel mug then to work?
Or maybe.
Or was he like, it seems like you'd want the hard liquor.
I would put wine in a travel mug when I was in college. And go to class.
That's a pretty common.
For like night labs and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not much of a wine drinker. So I can't see as like, yeah. I'm going to sneak this wine. More like I'm going to sneak a shot.
Yeah.
Some peppermint schnapps.
Peppermint schnapps and hot cocoa was a common one too in the winter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so good. That reminds me of ski jumps.
Yeah.
Like you buy a hot cocoa there and like drink it down and then pour your booze in.
Yeah.
For some reason, too, Apple Crown Royal always reminds me of ski jumps.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I know. What?
No.
We got shit to do today. I know.
No, my Instagram is just going off.
Oh.
My watch.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They get attacked by the trucker that
was in the bathroom.
That was in the bathroom. They managed to escape. Obviously, they're the main characters. They don't go yet.
Wouldn't it be wild?
Marnie is kind of sneaking around the store in silence.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to know what's going on.
Yeah.
So she's creeping around and she notices that all the shoppers are building something in the middle of the store. And the little glowing glob of crap, whatever it is. In Santa's workshop.
Mm-hmm.
Is massive at this point. And she also sees that when the monsters get close enough to it, they get kind of hypnotized by it.
Yeah.
And walk in and they get absorbed.
They assimilate.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the monsters that get close to it, kind of like moths, just get drawn in and absorbed. So it just keeps growing bigger and bigger, which I feel like this was also in a South Park.
It was. It was in a South Park. Yeah.
Yeah. I just remembered like the big giant blob of like people.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. So she finds out what's going on. Ken is like, fuck this. I'm out. He says he's going to go to the register. He's taking his bonus and he's leaving. He's super worried about his daughters.
Yeah.
I think also equally worried about his ex-wife.
Yeah.
But he wants to just like
get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out. Mm-hmm. Well, he goes and opens the drawer and starts like rifling through it. And there's no bonuses for anyone.
Nope.
So then, of course, big argument. Well, it comes out that one, they weren't getting bonuses. Two, after the holiday, a bunch of people were getting laid off.
Yeah.
So then it was like, oh, who's getting laid off?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Ken had worked there for 10 years.
Yeah.
So they're all arguing. We didn't mention one character.
Ruth. The old lady. Well, yes. She's in it for like 2 seconds.
Well, she's in it a lot, but she doesn't talk much.
Yeah.
She's just kind of like there.
Yeah.
She makes some like weird like sex reference at one point.
She does.
Oh, she talks about Marnie and Ken like being a couple.
Mm-hmm.
And Marnie's like, no, we're definitely not a couple. And she's like, oh, you're just like hook up fuck buddies or something like that. But coming from an old lady, it sounds so funny. Ruth is just standing there like staring out the door
mm-hmm.
while they're arguing about bonuses. Like, yeah. I guess she doesn't care. And she says, oh, good. The police are coming. The police are on their way here. Well, the police car does not slow down and just crashes into the front of the store.
R.I.P. Ruth.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I thought she lived.
Did she live?
I thought she got out of the way.
I don't think so.
You know what? I'm going to like, do I ever write her name down again? I don't know.
I think she dies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. If she comes up later on, I'm going to be like, you're wrong. I watch this in the middle of the day too. I don't know why I'm like.
That's okay.
Okay. So car crashes, letting in
all of them.
The monsters that are outside. Now, they all immediately make a run back to the stockroom.
Yeah.
Try to hide.
Mm-hmm.
Archie saves Chris.
Yeah.
He, as a bigger guy, is fighting a bunch of them. And he's like, no, Chris, you go. Save yourself kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I thought that Archie would make it.
I was hoping he would.
But then one of the monsters is like overhead and like has a gigantic like filament thing that shoots down and like essentially like grabs his entire head and then pulls him.
I wanted him to live.
I did too.
Mm-hmm.
So then Chris makes it into the stock room. At one point one of them says, I don't think this night can get any worse, and then the power goes out.
Ugh, why would you say that? I hate it when people say shit like that in movies, because it's just like...
Well, what I liked about it is they made a point to laugh about that, because someone says, oh, I don't think this night could get any worse, and the power goes out, and Jonathan starts laughing, and he's like, why the fuck would you say that?
He does the typical Bruce Campbell, like, hysterical laugh at that point.
Like, are you kidding?
Yeah.
Like, you just jinxed us. Do you not? It's like when Greg will be at work and be like, yeah, today's been really easy. It's been like slow all day. And then 10 calls in a row and he's 5 hours late.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Like, you did this to yourself.
You did this to yourself.
You set yourself up. What I liked about this, too, is that they kind of made the best of the stock room mm-hmm. with the power out.
Yeah.
They were like cracking glow sticks and throwing them into a bucket. So they had like a lit bucket of like random glow sticks and like glow wands and shit. And then they had a bunch
of those. I mean, it is a toy store, so.
They had a bunch of those like neon battery operated lights mm-hmm. that are like the shape of a moon or like a heart. So they had those all over the place. So it was like lit, which I thought was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, my throat.
That's okay.
I was out last night. So I did more talking than normal.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm talking a lot. I'm not going to talk at all at the birthday party today.
That's okay. You don't have to.
I'm going to eat and mm-hmm. nod my head a lot and rest my poor voice. Under glow sticks, they do the typical, like, D&M. We're all going to die.
We're all going to die.
Yep. They have their little heart to heart. They all talk about, like, why they got into the
toy business.
The toy business. Mm-hmm. So Ken got laid off from work. Just picked it up thinking it was going to be like a side thing.
Yeah.
Then, you know, obviously if he's working there, I'm assuming he had like a higher paying job before.
Yeah.
Causes stress. Wife leaves him.
Yes.
But yeah, so he was there 10 years. Then Chris, I think, had mentioned like how long he'd been there, but they all kind of like talk on why they got into it. Well, then Jonathan is like, I like getting like good numbers and getting praise from corporate, and I like telling people what they have to do.
Right. And they have to listen because you're the boss.
And they have to do what you want them to because, you're the boss. And they all look at him like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. Because at one point they're like, you're the manager. Like, you need to help us and tell us what to do. And he's like, no.
Yeah. He's like, no, thanks. Not for me.
Like, you're a shitty manager. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to manage. Well, Marnie goes into the fridge because they're all talking about how, like, they're working Thanksgiving too. It's kind of sad. Yeah. And she finds a package of sliced turkey.
Yeah.
And hands it out to everybody. Mm-hmm. And they all are kind of like, well, you're my work family.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have a good family. You guys are my friends kind of thing.
And then shit goes south.
Yes.
Ken and Jonathan go at it.
Yes.
Just suddenly. Like, Ken is just like, yeah, you're just a kid. Like, you don't know what the
Chris.
Fuck you're... Or, yeah. Yeah.
Him and Chris get into
him
a fight.
Him and Chris get into it. Mm-hmm.
And then it turns into, like, just drama because he doesn't like the fact that Ken talks to him like he's a kid.
Yeah.
So then it gets brought up that, like, oh, you think you're just so fucking cool, like, hanging out in the store and, like, talking back, but you're really a dick.
Yeah.
Then... I don't know why this was an insult, but Ken tells Chris, like, you have so, you're like wasted potential.
Yeah.
That's not an insult.
That's not an insult.
It's more like you're wasting your time.
Yeah.
Like you.
You could do so much better than this place.
Oh, and Brian mentions that he didn't want to work there as long as he did and that he wanted to be a dentist.
Yeah.
He looks like a dentist.
He does look like a dentist.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, they get into it just basically. It's kind of the same thing happens in Waiting.
Yeah.
Like the younger new guy gets mm-hmm. into it with like the older staff that think they're so cool, but they're really like not. I think he mentions that he's basically like the high school bully type character.
Yes.
Then the Marnie thing gets brought up.
Poor Marnie.
Yeah. She gets like thrown under the bus and she gets kind of cornered because... Ken thinks that they have somewhat of a relationship.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, you're old enough to be my dad. We've never dated. We've never done anything outside of the store.
We made out once.
Yeah. We made out one time on like the like toy train or something like that. And at the beginning of the film, he had invited her out for pancakes mm-hmm. after work. And that's what he brings up again. He's like, well,
I thought we were getting pancakes.
Yeah, I thought we were actually going to go on a date and leave the store. So she makes him, so Chris makes him feel bad.
Poor Ken.
Yeah. I mean, he needed that. He needed to hear it, I think.
Yeah.
But then Marnie getting thrown into it too and being like, we're not a thing. Like, we flirt at work. Mm-hmm. And that's like the extent of it. So then that like hurts his feelings too. Oh. Well, Chris leaves. The thing is like growing out of control. It's like to the ceiling. They decide their escape plan. Jonathan wants to stay and like go down with the ship, which is stupid.
It's so dumb. Like, come on, dude.
Emma, even though they'd killed him like three times, comes back again.
He looks like the thing. He looks like a mix of Pumpkinhead and Dr. Satan.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's a very good.
Thank you.
Good job. He does. Emmett's still alive and attacks Ken. Mm-hmm. Now, they're like struggling around. Brian jumps in to like help. And after this big struggle, some things fall down onto them, like a rack falls over on them.
Yeah.
Ken is bit. Mm-hmm. So he's like... Okay, fuck. Well, I guess I'm just going to, like, hang out here.
I'll stay here. You guys leave.
Yeah. Like... So they decide that they are going to open the loading door and climb into the truck that the trucker had left backed up to the loading door. Now, there's usually a gap still around the whole thing.
There is a gap.
There is it, though, in this. So they climb into the loading truck, and then they're trying to look for, like, the hatch to the front, which not all trucks have that.
Nope.
But so somebody can get in front and drive. Ken, I mean, if you think you're going to die, he puts on some roller skates and just roller skating around. He finds the chunk of his arm on the floor, which was pretty nasty.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, he's roller skating around. Just, I don't know. What else are you going to do? Chris is the one that climbs into the front of the truck and realizes that he can't drive it.
Yeah.
It's too complicated. So he climbs into the back, tells them that he can't. Ken, in the meantime, manages to set the store on fire.
Yes.
Not intentionally.
No.
But the store gets set on fire.
He's doing his best.
He's doing his best. The group then that was trying to escape in the truck, they go back into the store because they get...
The truck is being swarmed.
The truck's being swarmed. Yeah. Chris sees the guy that went out to smoke and the guy just like wanders away. So they're like, okay, well, he's not going to attack me because he's a monster at this point.
Right.
But then a giant crowd like comes running around the side. He's like, okay, fuck. Well, then in the back of the truck, they're like punching through the sides of it.
It's fucking terrifying.
And the whole truck is like rocking back and forth. And they're like, no, we can't.
We can't stay in here.
So they go back into the building. Which, I mean, okay.
What else are you going to do?
Yeah. They go back into the building and then they go up onto the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, I guess.
Better idea than,
than hanging out in the store. Because you don't know if they can, like, climb. And I'm assuming they'd have to go up a ladder.
I would assume.
To get on the store roof.
Yeah.
There's usually not stairs.
Yeah.
So... From my vast retail experience, there's usually just like a
ladder that goes up and like a hatched roof or whatever.
Yeah. Well, at the Y, I think the Y was weird because there was like steps that went halfway up because the ceilings are so high.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then there was a ladder to get onto the roof. Anyway, I forgot I worked there for a minute. The group goes... up onto the roof, and then Brian mentions, I totally helped with Ken. And you're kind of like...
What the fuck, Brian?
What? Now, John, at this point, Jonathan, has kind of a freak out.
He really freaks out.
Because from the door, or one of the hatches, because there's multiple hatches, but one... there's like smoke. You can tell there's fire down there and there's arms reaching out.
Yeah.
And he goes over and just like kind of loses his shit. Like trying to kick the door down, the door shut. And of course, you know, he's going to fall in there.
He jumps in there.
Well, like, yeah, he jumps in. But like watching it, you know that like this is the end.
Yeah. This is the end for Bruce Campbell.
Yeah. So he's like jumping on it, just kind of like ranting about customers and ranting about like being the manager.
Yeah.
And then jumps.
He just jumps in.
Jumps in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing, I'm calling it the monster, is now breaking through the skylights.
Yeah.
So it's like busting out of the top of the store.
Yes.
Which it's pretty cool looking.
It is cool. Know. Yeah.
Brian admits that he bit Ken.
Ah, what a dick move.
Why? Like,
maybe to make him think, because everybody was arguing and he maybe came to the conclusion that nobody likes Ken. And so he was just like getting rid of him.
But like.
Right. That doesn't make sense to me.
I mean, maybe because I would never in a thousand years do that. Because it's not like Ken isn't fucking up their plans.
No.
Or trying to take control.
No.
Or turning
He's helping. He's like...
He's actively helping.
Yeah.
It's not like one of the like apocalypse movies where there's the one Steve essentially that's like in it for himself.
Yeah.
Just being like a dick to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, I drank all of the creamer. Fuck you. Like I did all of this. He's not that guy.
Merle? Is it Merle in Walking Dead?
Merle?
Yeah.
Daryl's brother?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like that too. Yeah, just the kind of like, I'm in it for myself. Fuck you guys.
Yeah.
Which ends his life.
Yes, it does.
But yeah, so I just always say Steve because in Dawn of the Dead, he's like the most frustrating character.
Steve. He has a boat.
He does have a boat.
It's like, I don't know. They just got up and started eating each other. We should do that one.
We haven't?
We haven't done the new one. Nope.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So anyway, Brian admits to biting Ken for no reason other than he's a major asshole.
Yeah.
Okay. So Brian, Marnie loses her shit on Brian.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, well, so they fall off the roof together.
Yeah.
And you kind of think like, okay, because she was like pushing him and hitting him and like, I cannot believe you fucking did that. They fall off the roof and they fall into a big dumpster.
Yeah.
Which that happens in movies a lot, but like there's fucking broken glass dumpsters.
Nobody's ever injured, really.
There's like folding chairs and like big
somebody
things.
Would get fucking impaled.
Yes. They make it like you're falling into just like a pile of like food waste.
Or the packing peanuts.
Well, yeah. There are all these empty boxes that aren't broken down. Right. And that's what you're falling into. Mm-hmm. With some garbage bags full of packing peanuts.
Yeah.
Like you're perfectly fine. No, you would injure yourself.
Yes.
So yeah, how does Chris, because Chris doesn't jump.
Oh, I can't remember.
Is that like the top of the store is like exploding and he falls kind of?
Yeah.
Yeah, the top of the store between the fire and the monster growing out of the top of it, he tumbles in as well.
Yeah.
Well, then Chris and Marnie are like, fuck you. And they leave Brian in the dumpster.
Yeah.
Because they're like, no, we don't. You're not our friend.
Yeah.
You killed our friend, essentially. Now, Ken is just like...
Ken is kind of coming to the realization that he might not be infected.
Yes. The monsters are going after him. So he's like hiding, like ducking and dodging in the store. And he's manages to not get eaten somehow.
Yeah.
But yeah, the store is like exploding. The big monster thing is coming out of the top. Brian, oh, so they're like in the parking lot at this point.
Yeah. They're trying to find a car.
The monster thing now has like human faces at the top of it.
And Brian comes to the conclusion that like they're customers. It's the customers.
Yes. Mm-hmm. At what point, though, does Ken get, like, Ken...
I think he makes it out of the store before the store, like...
explodes?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's out. So then they're all... the three of them make up. But anyway... Oh, this was because he doesn't see what happens.
Yeah.
He's not there when Brian gets killed.
Yeah.
Brian decides that he's going to try to communicate with them since it's a accumulation of all the shoppers.
Yes.
And he's just great customer service representative. Uh-huh. Where he's just going to go and chat.
Yeah.
No.
He's going to...
He does distract the monster. And the monster's looking at him. And then a tentacle comes down and just like...
boots him.
Flings him off into outer space, practically.
He is broken all over the place and is dead.
Definitely dead. Now, the three of them make up, Chris, Marnie, and Ken. Because they are hiding behind carts that Ken was supposed to push in and he didn't.
Yeah.
They're hiding behind carts. They're like, okay, we need to try to get to a car. We need to blah, blah, blah. Ken... They once again, another great plan. Chris knows how to drive the forklift. Forklift would not be in the parking lot, but
no, it would not.
Whatever. He runs over and gets the forklift, and this is like their master plan.
Yeah.
Now Ken stands up from behind the carts and starts insulting the monster.
Yes.
just basically like, I fucking hate retail. I fucking hate customers. You can all go to hell. The customer isn't always right. And he's just like screaming all the shit, like flipping off the monster.
It's amazing.
It's pretty good. Now, the huge tentacle thing gets shot out of the monster onto the forklift. Chris has it in reverse.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like pulling. Well, then he, I'm assuming just puts it in neutral.
Yeah.
And jumps out of it.
Yeah.
So the monster had been like straining to get it. And then all of a sudden the forklift gets like flung into its face.
Yeah.
Which actually works.
It works.
So the prongs on the forklift go into the monster's face.
Yeah.
And somehow manage to kill it.
And it falls over into the burning building. And
yes. And it kind of collapses down into the burning building. It shrivels up. They make a run for it. They get in a vehicle. At one point, too, in the store, and I think this is why Ken is like, I'm going to try to make it.
Yeah.
Is he gets a text from his wife that says, or his ex-wife, that says her and the girls are okay.
Yeah.
So that's like kind of his like pep to be like, okay, I'm getting out of here.
Yeah.
And obviously he realizes that he's not
infected.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he doesn't know why, but yeah. So then they get in the car and then it's like happy fun time. And he's like, let's go get some pancakes. They like talk about going for pancakes.
And then as they're driving away, all you see in the distance, in the fog, more monsters.
Yes. Now, of course, there's more monsters. Of course, but they seem relatively easy to kill.
Yeah.
I mean, Chris took out the one.
Yeah.
And you knew there'd be monsters everywhere.
Yes.
What I would have liked to have seen, if they ever do Black Friday 2, is the monsters coming together and making one gigantic, indestructible monster.
I think that probably would have happened.
Yeah.
I think so.
Like, they get to that size where they're, like, mobile.
Yeah.
And have, like, face and limbs and stuff.
Yes.
Then they all join together, and then and the then army has to, like, bomb
maybe
them.
Maybe they all join together, and then the big monster, like, drops little things down to, like, get more people infected to make them bigger.
Oh, yeah. So once
like in Cloverfield.
Yeah, you said you wanted to do that, but that's handheld.
It's handheld.
And I think it's really bad.
It's real bad.
Because at some points, he has the camera down at his side and is like running.
Yeah, we don't need to. I won't put you through that
one. I watched that like through my fingers.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot.
I liked it a lot, too.
It was super cheesy, but I haven't watched a film like this in a long time that was just dumb.
It was so dumb, but it was so good.
But dumb in a good way. Yeah. I didn't gain anything from this.
No. But if you have ever worked retail or in customer service in any capacity, oh my God.
It does hit home.
Yes.
I think the majority of people have done some
type of retail.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Either in like
Working with the public,
either in like the food industry.
Yes.
Or like what we did.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm glad that Sienna has retail experience. So now she knows. She knows. Well, she worked at TJ Maxx for like a year.
Yep.
During the holidays.
And she's still, so now she's doing food.
Mm-hmm.
So she knows what that's like.
Yep.
It's good. And you never lose that.
No. Gore,
I would say a one.
Yeah.
The monsters are pretty gross, but even when they're like killing the monsters,
It's not terrible.
Mm-mm. And they're so over the top.
It's like an Evil Dead. Like, it's so like.
Yeah. The monsters are so over the top that it's kind of like.
Like old Evil Dead, not the new one.
Yeah. Oof. Like, how would an infection like deform someone like that so quickly?
It was quick.
Yeah.
Within like a few minutes.
Like, yeah, it was like Evil Dead. Like, you die and then all of a sudden you're this horrible monster.
Scariness.
Zero.
Zero. Same.
Not scary.
Mm-hmm.
Just more action-y entertainment.
Yeah.
But I did enjoy it.
It was entertaining.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I want Greg to watch it.
I think
he'd like it. If you rent them on Amazon, you have 30 days to start watching it, and then you have 48 hours to, like, finish it.
That's how it is on Apple, too.
So can you watch it, like, as many times as you want in the 48 hours?
I think so.
Or is it just the... I think it is like that, too. But if I can, I want Greg to watch it tonight.
Yeah, for sure.
It was just corny. And
it was good.
Good entertainment.
Yeah. So that was Black Friday. Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. This will come out right before Thanksgiving.
It will. It'll come out the Monday before Thanksgiving. And then Native American Heritage Day is that Friday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So either one, if you celebrate or if you don't, have a good day.
Yeah, yeah. I've never celebrated like the pilgrim side of Thanksgiving.
That.
It's kind of like Christmas.
It's like
it's not the religious part. It's the presents and Thanksgiving's the food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but anyway.
But yeah, have a good week. And if you like what you hear and want to know what we're going to be doing in the future or whatever, follow us on Instagram. It's /your movie review, all one word, all lowercase. We also have a Facebook page, /your movie review. And if iTunes and Spotify aren't your jam, listen to us every Friday night on mtrsradio.com at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
All right. I hope everyone has a good night and a good week and enjoy your time off and deer season if you're in the UP.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.